10:01 at Q95. It's the after party on the Bob and Tom Show. Let's
Thank
party.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Woo!
Christy Lee, is this party weather?
Party weather, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Get your snowsuits out. Cloudy snow showers. No, I'm kidding. We're not going to have a lot of snow. A high 33. Some clearing overnight, actually. Low 25. But then clouds back for the weekend. Some flurries possible. Highs right around the low 30s. Currently, we have 32 degrees.
Thanks very much. Hanging out with some great guests. From Crackers and Broad Ripple, it is Nick Griffin. He's right over there.
Right there.
And from Bloomington's Comedy Attic, it's comedian Jimmy Pardo.
Yeah.
Good to see you guys.
Good morning.
And you'll be doing a special broadcast Sunday from there, too.
We're doing thank you for bringing that up, Josh. We're doing a live taping of my award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny, with our special guest, Chick McGee.
Okay.
Chick will be joining us. Are you getting sick? Are you out?
Oh, no, I'll be there.
Oh, okay, great.
Does it mean you missed the Pro Bowl?
No, Pro Bowl's not till Sunday night, like 8 o'clock, yeah.
Oh, this works out well. This is a 2 p.m. This is a matinee.
2 p.m., yeah.
Love the matinee.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Oh, you do the matinee, you get on a plane, you're home.
No, we made a mistake on the show today. We forgot
did?
That Jimmy Pardo is the pretty much the ultimate player of what we like to call air bass.
I do. I just bought my Kiss air bass strings.
Did
oh,
you?
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, look at it.
There we go.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of visual, certainly.
Hey, what the matter with the game?
Josh!
Oh, hey! Right guy! Get my
Sounds like you're having some kind of a...
What's up?
Some kind of a mental break.
What's I played up like Stanley Clark. I played like Jocko.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like a, yeah, it's much more of a jazz. No, I'm not mocking you. I just was surprised. I was...
Up high like a gentleman.
Yeah.
You're down here. You're Jack Blades and Night Ranger. Pass. Up here like a gentleman.
Yes, there you go.
Pass. Like a gentleman.
Hard pass.
Like a gentleman.
Jack Blades? Don't be
Jack Blades is a
nice
good bassist
guy.
Who needs to raise his bass.
Really nice
he
guy.
Plays it around his knees.
That's
like
Dee Dee played it way down low, too.
Who did?
Dee Dee Ramone.
Right, Pat.
It's
really,
a look.
Do we talk about their bass play, the Ramones?
It's a look.
No, no one does.
Does everybody go, oh, you like the Ramones? Oh, they're bassist. Never. Bring it up. Get that slap going.
Never happens.
Would you like a different song? We could dig something else up for you. I
do you have a favorite bass song?
Well, that's it. That's
when
my favorite.
When you're doing air bass on stage at karaoke bass night.
It's always this that I bring the house down. Nobody's expecting to hear Redbone.
No.
This all started on your show. Remember Redbone had...
It was Guardians of the Galaxy that song really came back in.
Yeah.
But
yes.
We were doing it on this show years before that.
That's
and
true.
I will not stand for Chris
Pratt.
To get more credit with his firm thighs and gorgeous face.
That is a good song, though.
It's a great song.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
song.
Why they came up? That there was a fake Redbone band going around claiming to be Redbone?
Huh.
And then Redbone had to issue a press release saying, that's not us. It's like, why is somebody ripping off Redbone?
Well, because no one knows who they are, so they can get away with it.
Get away with it.
Never heard of them.
I mean, that's what they're doing with Foreigner. How many of those guys can you pick?
I saw Foreigner at the Hollywood Bowl.
I don't think anyone would know anyone in that band except for the lead singer who's not going out with them.
Lou
Green? Well, that's really good. But Kelly Hansen's the lead singer now. I went to see him at the Hollywood Bowl, and I want you to guess how many original members of Foreigner were on that stage.
Zero. One.
Zero.
Zero. Zero.
They were literally foreigners
they were,
to the band.
Yes. Yeah. They were literally
so
they were a
the
cover
money,
band
Tom?
At the Hollywood Bowl.
How
they
can they
the
do
cover
that?
Band.
Who's the guy that runs the band?
Who's the it's
Lou Graham, Mick Jones.
No, Mick Jones.
Oh, Mick Jones
Mick
was
Jones
sick.
Is the guy from the band.
Wow. So Mick
he
Jones
it's
the one
everything.
Guy that's usually in the band, but Mick Jones was sick that night, so they had this guy who tours along with them just in case Mick gets sick. And apparently I'm Nipsey Russell. And
hello, hello, hello.
Poem.
Mick gets sick. The other guitarist has to do the licks.
So it's sort of like seeing one of those Beatle cover bands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's Foreigner.
But they sell it as Foreigner, and you pay the price like it's a Foreigner.
Yes.
But I mean, they've had like 400 guys in the band, right?
Yeah, there's
they're kind
and
of,
Chicago's
kind
getting
of
close to that too, where they have there's just three original members now in Chicago, and. But they're all great. By the way, Chicago's better than ever, so I'm not putting them down. It's just, it's not the original guys.
That's our art director, huge.
Did Redbone, are they still out there?
I think the originals came back. They said, hey, we got to ride this wave of pub.
Did that happen to Fleetwood Mac just before they really blew up? There was a different Fleetwood Mac out there without Mick Fleetwood.
Really?
Wait a minute, back during, like, 77?
Yeah.
Really?
Just before, there were two of them out there, and they had to
get
a lawyer and go
after. Not the bluesy one. But
Peter Green's?
Yeah, not the Peter
Bob Welch.
There was a sentimental idiot at the same time. That'd be kind of a cool reality
show. Bob Welch always hung through his nose.
What was your first favorite song ever?
Oh, that's a great question.
And I'll start mine by Rockford Files. Believe it or not, was the first single I ever bought. The 45.
What?
My first. Wow. No words.
That's the organ.
Nick. Nick, I love you. Don't tell that to anyone else. Okay?
I just told it to millions.
Mine was Black and White by Three Dog Night. That was my first 45.
Mine was a Three Dog Night. Mama told me not to come.
Mama told me.
That organ, man.
That's... Open up the window, let some air into this room.
Not to get the room a little bit hipper, but as I like to do.
Okay.
Your first 45?
My first song, this is the first song I ever bought. I bought it at Woolworth's at the Van Aken Center. And...
I like this song.
Here it is.
Sugar,
sugar,
by the
Archies. Not yet. Sorry. Here
we
go. Ready?
I don't know the words.
And you can't understand a single word.
Now...
First single I ever purchased,
yeah,
the Archie Sugar Sugar.
Oh, suck.
But I had a whole bunch of 45s. It wasn't fair because the guy across the street from me was a morning DJ, so he would give me all the 45s. But the first one I purchased, I had a lot of music early.
Now, I had an interesting story. I met someone this summer. I was at an event, and we got talking, and we both had kids. We were talking about our children's names, and they have a son named Rivington. And I said, did you name him after... the band that did Papa Ooh Mow Mow.
And they said, sir, please leave us alone.
Never heard of that song.
And they had not heard of the band.
What?
They hadn't?
They hadn't heard of it?
How dare they?
That's weird.
So what was your first grown-up album? I remember the very first grown-up album I bought. Deep Purple Machine Head. That was the turning point for me.
Bon Jovi, Slippery When Wet.
Oh, you're a child.
You are a child.
Mine was Styx Grand Illusion.
That's a good one.
That
Mine was the Cars' first album.
That's a good one.
Steppenwolf Greatest Hits.
Boy, was that the 45? That joke's never funny.
The Pusher Man.
I hate when people make that joke. Whoa, what's that one song?
I
put
like
a gun in
joke.
Your mouth. I swear.
I shoot him if he runs.
The Pusher Man.
The
first album I ever bought was The Doors.
Very nice.
That's a great album. Boy, you love or hate The Doors, huh? I mean, it's like...
You're not kidding.
I love them, but if you people hate them...
Chick, you want to step in here?
What, who? What? I wasn't paying attention.
The Doors, you got thoughts?
I've never liked The Doors. I don't think Jim Morris can sing. I'm trying to sing.
Tom loves The Doors.
That was your Bob Welch impression.
I like the fact
that... Sentimental lady?
I like the fact that you can be so wrong and really have a lot of confidence.
No, you know what? I'm not wrong or right. That's my opinion, and I'm okay if I never hear another Doors song again.
Music
is
like comedy. You know, everybody has a personal style.
That's right.
Okay, I guess.
Not everybody appeals to everybody.
The Rivingtons.
That opening to Riders on the Storm, that does nothing for you, Chick?
Nope, nothing.
Really?
I love People Are Strange.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah, People Are Strange.
Okay, well, wait a minute. I kind of like the music to Peace Frog. That's okay, but...
What about L.A. Woman?
L.A. Woman, that's
Then he comes
terrific.
In and urinates on the...
urinates on it?
Is it Roadhouse Blues?
Great song.
I love that song.
Yeah, you know,
but that's
I'm
L.A. Woman. That's not Roadhouse Blues.
How about the end? How's the end sound, Chick?
So at the beginning of Apocalypse Now, do you put it on mute? Yeah. So you don't hear this is the
end?
That's right. This is the end.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with it. Was it? They just celebrated
Tom, there's no argument. It's my opinion.
They just celebrated what? Was it the 40th anniversary of the release of the Doors album? Is that what it was?
Yeah. Yeah,
very nice, friend. In case you're wondering more about the Rivingtons.
Not really.
No, not one person in this room is interested.
No one cares about them but you.
People are getting out of their cars. They're that disinterested.
And their cars are still running on the highway.
They're jumping off
the
bridge.
They're jumping off.
They're setting their hair on fire and then combing it out.
Anything but to hear more about the Rivingtons. I want to hear about the kid more than the band.
Can you do the air bass to the Rivingtons?
I don't know. I've never tried.
No,
never
don't.
I know he can. I know he can. Do it.
I don't think there's any bass in there.
There it is. There you go.
Yeah!
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. A little run there. Now, hey, you're doing air bass.
Man, does that suck.
This is a little bit obscure.
You're talking about the song.
The song. You are amazing.
Here's something obscure. One of you may get this. You mentioned the song Roadhouse Blues. It's on the album Morris. No, that's L.A. Woman.
Whatever.
So, if look, your invalid criticism would be slightly better if you were even close to the album.
Criticism. I don't
to get back
like
to my
Doors.
Question, the Doors
You'll
famously and sadly never had an official bass player. But that's, by the way, the reason L.A. Woman is so good is they actually had a bass player and a rhythm guitar.
Can you name the bassist on that song, sir? If you can, I'll give you all the money in my pocket.
On Roadhouse Blues?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Lonnie Mack, the famous guitarist who had never played a bass guitar in his life.
I should tell you this. That's not the answer I was looking for. So I will not give you the money.
Sorry.
I may not hold up to my end of the bargain.
That's the correct answer.
Yes. I was going with the touring band.
Jerry Sheff and Doug Lubom played the occasional bass on Doors albums. Okay. But it was Lonnie Mack. And
damn it.
The reason the bass is so cool on this is because Lonnie Mack had never played a bass guitar.
I didn't know that.
Do you know who's playing harmonica?
I'm going to go with Jerry Sheff again.
No.
I'm going to insist Jerry Sheff for everything.
Jim.
No.
Bob Dylan.
Nope.
Give us the initials. I know that you hate that game.
J.S.
J.S. I got to go with Jerry Sheff.
No.
John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, that's a great guess.
Very close.
That's a great
Jerry
guess.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld's another great guess.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jessica Simpson. The
originally uncredited, it's the great John Sebastian who's been a guest on this show.
Great guess.
Yes.
We welcome him back, don't we, Jim?
The pinnacle of mediocrity, John Sebastian.
My God.
Are you out of your mind?
No, it's my opinion. I have my opinion.
And I'm so glad you can be confident to be this wrong at the same time.
There's no right or wrong.
You don't like
this?
Yes,
there is.
11 Spoonful tune?
Nope.
Hot Town Summer in the City?
Yeah, back of your neck, dirt, grit.
Hot Town.
Now, I will admit, when I hear the song Welcome Back, Cotter.
Then
I like this song.
I love it.
Hate,
I like it.
Hate,
love, I have it on a CD called Suddenly 70s, and it's terrific.
Hate, welcome
I'm barely
back.
Singing, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Good tune.
By the way, John Sebastian's name came up at a poker game one night, and it ruined the game.
Much like this show?
Some people thought that he had died, and then it was before the internet, and we had to then leave the game and somehow go to a late night bookstore and find out if John Sebastian. Like, it was a big
kidding?
Argument because money was on the line. My father was in visiting. He insisted he was alive. Comedian Chip Chinnery insisted he was dead. My dad and Chip Chinnery are betting hundreds of dollars over if John Sebastian was alive. Oh, he's alive.
He's alive.
Well,
he's
still alive.
My dad won.
I didn't know.
Supremely gifted guy. He's great. But he's playing the harmonica on that Doors song.
That's
kind of an obscure trivia fact. And for the rest of us that enjoy the Doors, unlike Chick.
Who enjoys the Doors in the studio? Everybody but me?
I do like the Doors.
Some songs,
I'm not a
Christy,
big fan.
Christy, you don't like the leather pants?
I don't dislike them, but I've never.
You're indifferent?
I didn't own a Doors album growing up.
Well, you were too busy with Sugar Sugar.
No, that was when I was younger.
That's a good song, too.
That was
blows.
A 45.
That's
I told you
stinks.
I grew up in 75 or 6 and bought Deep Purple Machine Head whenever that came out.
If you look up Mediocrity in the dictionary, there's a picture of the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes.
They are.
The Archies?
No, Deep Purple.
Deep Purple.
They just did last year.
Last year.
Which I was at, by the way. I loved it. Went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame show. Yeah, got to cover it for the AV Club.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
And we're hanging out backstage.
Who'd you meet?
Chicago and Deep Purple and Steve Miller went past
was
with
Cheap
Full
Trick?
Of Anger. Cheap Trick was there, yeah. Oh. It was great.
Did you get to
Cheap
interview
Trick's,
them?
They're Illinois
we interviewed
boys.
Everybody. We interviewed all of them and my buddy Pat Francis and I and then reported back for the AV Club and it's amazing. You go to that, and everybody there is all these rock and roll reporters that are joyless. They had no fun, and Pat and I are running around like idiots and talking to the band, and they were they couldn't believe two people cared, and so they're all giving great answers. And it was fun.
Did you talk to Steve Miller?
We talked to Steve very briefly.
He was in a bad mood. He's been on our show. He was great when he was here.
Steve was in a bad mood?
The Black Keys didn't. They rewrote history, their version of what happened backstage. They started all the problems.
And,
did they really?
Yeah, they were not pleasant men and had no business being there.
Huh.
And I'll stand by that.
All right.
Okay, good to know. We were talking about Lonnie Mack, the great guitarist, who famously picked up a bass for the first time and played that. He sadly died a while back, and I can remember one of the things he said, referring to the contemporary music scene. He said, the only thing that I ever sampled was my mama's cooking. They actually played their instruments, probably foreign to you.
Crabby old man who hates technology. Yes.
Is Cheap Trick from Rockford?
Rockford, Illinois. Yes,
Rockford,
sir.
Rockford, Illinois. I lost Cheap Trick in a divorce. Did I ever tell you that?
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and ready.
You don't like that? No?
I like that song.
Chick was wincing.
Pass.
That's a good song.
That's a great
Chick
song.
Chick McGee.
How about this one, Chick? You like this one, don't you?
Yeah, this. Look at this.
What about
come
this?
On. The come only on. Thing about help? This is Jimmy's air bass. He's beyond
are you, going to participate? Come on, you can't help
it. Hey.
See?
Come on, Nick. What's the matter with your head?
We should do a...
They're American Indians, these guys.
We should do a compilation
First Native American Indian with a number one hit.
We should do a compilation of things that was less than mildly racist. We should do a compilation of incomprehensible lyrics.
No, because we'd be here all day.
Because those are
Louie would be.
Those are incomprehensible.
These are.
The only reason I know is because we looked them up the last time you were here.
You don't understand the lyrics to L.A. Woman.
I don't
LA
care.
L.A. Woman. That's how.
She was in a Hollywood bungalow. Do you know what a bungalow is?
Well, of course he knows what a bungalow is.
What's a bungalow?
I'm not clear on words. I'm sorry.
What's a bungalow? Smart guy.
You mean like the BJ bungalow?
What is a bungalow?
A real conversation.
What type of home is a bungalow?
What is a bungalow?
I don't know.
And can I get the address to the BJ bungalow, please?
Well, you know, the third of them boys is at the BJ bungalow.
I think a bungalow, I think, it's like a house where the upstairs is a, like the roof is the ceiling.
Well, that's
what?
Yeah, like it's two stories.
Hang on.
Oftentimes, roof.
It's a two. Story. In other words,
here's
like
the official definition.
A two. Let me finish. It's a two story with a dormer, where that upstairs room is a the ceiling is the roof, right?
Is it an attic, or is it?
But
just
it's no.
Roof?
But it's a two story.
This is one of those things where don't even try.
I thought a bungalow was just a two bedroom, one bath,
correct, Tom.
Small little house.
Here's the Webster's definition.
It has bung in it.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow. That's true.
When you dig the basement.
It means house of bung. That's right. A one-story.
By the way, I saw House of Bung open for the door.
Oh, boy. That was a show. That was a tour. That was a tour.
Those guys, until they lost Eric, they were good.
A one-storied house with a low-pitched roof. Also, a house having 1.5 stories and usually a front porch. That's the definition.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that would mean I'm right.
Yes, Tom, you're right. I guess.
Would it? Really, it doesn't sound like anything you described.
That doesn't sound like anything he said.
A bungalow,
I
think.
Doesn't sound like anything he said.
No, it's a house in which the upstairs.
Well, I just read you the definition, of course.
Has a dormer kind of thing in the roof. When you get in that room, the ceiling is shaped sloped because that's the. I think that's what a bungalow
perhaps
is.
Perhaps with Tom's insanity. That is rising right now. Maybe we should go behind the scenes and tell you that Jeff Vibert, a gentleman who works for us, runs our camera, writes some comedy every now and then.
He's not allowed here today.
Jeff Vibert is not sick. There's nothing wrong with Jeff Vibert. He got some bad tacos about 3 days ago. But Tom is convinced that he got norovirus and will not let Jeff Vibert into the building because he's convinced that Jeff has some sort of unbelievably horrible communicable disease. Am I right on all this, Tom?
Except for the part that he doesn't have norovirus, I think.
But he does have it. He does have it,
he
according
had food
to you.
Poisoning.
The absolute symptoms that he have are
he
that.
Had food poisoning. The same symptoms are the same symptoms for food poisoning.
I also think Jeff was exaggerating a bit. He's a bit of a drama.
He just wanted the day off?
No, he didn't want the day off. I guarantee he hated having the day off. Mm. He feels like he may not ever come back if he has a day off.
I just don't want him to come here and give everyone norovirus. There's a huge epidemic.
Well,
right
he
now.
Can't because that's not what he has. But there's no there's no convincing you that he doesn't.
He has all the symptoms.
There you go.
Better safe than sorry, huh?
Yeah. Wow. Somebody wants their job.
Josh Arnold, his kiss ass. That's what that
was. No kidding. Well, better safe than sorry. Tom's right on this
one,
guys.
Five-star depiction.
I am not a kiss ass. Sir, did you have more before we...
I want to ask a trivia question since we're doing this. I'm having some fun here. I want to point out that Nick Griffin is live at Crackers. We've been talking about a lot of obscure references on today's show. I want to say Nick's at Crackers in Broadripple, great stand-up comedian, and the great Jimmy Pardo live and in person making a rare Midwestern appearance.
My pleasure.
At the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, a must-see show. Now, do you know what Jimmy Pardo, ooh, what is Retsin?
I know Certz has it.
Yes! There you go.
You've lost chick.
I'm not 100% sure I know what Retson is. I just know.
I think it's fake.
It
I think the Sirts
life.
People made it up. But
it's a copper
made up. Golden drop of Retson.
Can you imagine what
the
he
miracle
would do
breath purifier?
I insist on mentioning Sirts every day.
Sirts contains a golden drop of
Retson.
Retson
is.
Yeah. Why are you so enamored with Retson?
Because I like the fact that
I like made up a thing.
I like the fact that Madison Avenue can make stuff up, and you're oh, if it's got Retson, it's got to be good.
Right. Sure.
They do that with everything.
Oh, I know. It's like, well, we, of course, had to...
That's
we had
called
to,
advertising.
We had to invade Albania because they have the only Retson resource in the world. They mine it there.
Yeah.
And they were leaning toward the commies. So
what's the thing that Ricola claims to have? It's some bizarre German or Swedish name.
Really?
Yeah. It's like the Retson of Ricola.
They have the stupid... they have the horn thing, right?
Ricola. Yeah.
See, those things actually work. Those
Gunterkraft or something. It's something like that.
That sounds like a porno movie.
Gunterkraft?
Mm-hmm. Gunter.
What?
Oh, Gunter.
What about that sounds like a porn movie?
Not one of the words.
Gunter. Oh, I smell your Gunterkraft.
Bungalow sounds more like a porn.
Well, good Gunter in the bungalow. Yeah, but that's something. That you know what you're going to get with that one.
They're on mornings here now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Gunter in the bungalow?
Gunter in the bungalow?
Gunter at the bungalow. That's then that begins with a Jim Morrison song.
It's like Martinizing. Remember with dry cleaning?
Yes.
Martinizing.
Isn't that like a technical...
is it?
Patented.
To me, it was the Retson of.
I think it's. I think that's an actual patented method of dry cleaning.
Well, why'd it go away then?
We've covered a lot of ground. It's still out there. Oh, right now, we have something special because tomorrow it's the Bacon Fest at the Pavilion at Pan Am. So head downtown. Mean? We'll see you down there tomorrow. What is it, 11?
11 is for early entry.
Well, that's what we have right now.
We
have the 11 o'clock passes. 239-1095. Dial 317 first. That's 317-239-1095 for the early bird passes. To Bacon Fest. See you there tomorrow with the Indiana Pork Farmers. And we got donuts. We've got food, booze, beer,
bourbon,
all kinds of very interesting things. And great food tomorrow. Thanks very much for joining us. And once again, I forgot to mention the special podcast edition of Jimmy Pardo's show with your special guest, Chick McGee.
Yes, sir.
Coming up on Sunday.
2 p.m. on Sunday.
At the Comedy Attic.
Yes. I think it's sold out, but if not,
2 o'clock kickoff,
by.
Yeah.
Okay, that should be very, very fine. Thanks, everybody. Also, Duke Tomato's show has moved from the warehouse tonight. The album release party will be taking place at Birdie, 71st and Keystone. Showtime, 8 o'clock. Everybody gets a CD when they come in. This is the Bob and Tom Show.